Le'ilin Nishmas Rav Mordechai Yosef Ben Chai Moshe, Be'a Perek Alf Mishnah Yud. Mishalchim Kelim Bein Tfurin, Bein She'en Tfurin. One is allowed to send with a shliach, Kelim, let's say garments, whether they are sewn, stitched, whether they are not, meaning they're just like a cloak that one would put over the body. Why is one allowed to do this? Reb Kiveger brings a machlokas Rishonim. The Baal Ma'or says the reason is because this is like Beis Hillel, that one is allowed to do a malacha like we're going to have, like we had in the past. We're also going to have in the second parak, Havara, the Beis Hillel Matod over there, doing Havara Shelo Letzorech Achila, that you're allowed to kindle in order to warm the body, not to eat. And Beis Shammai over there asserted it. So to over here, carrying, even though you're not carrying for food, this is mitoch, shehut shelo tzorach, hut shenami shelo letzorach. So it's like Beis Hillel. The Ravid says it's not a raya. This Mishnah can be like Beis Shammai, because the Ravid equates clothing to ochel nefesh. So carrying garments is almost like carrying food. V'yafal pi sheyesh bahem kilayim, and even if they have kilayim, the Rav explains that we're dealing with specifically a garment that's very rough, that wouldn't warm the body. You're allowed to sit on top of it. Kilayim is only also to put on top of you, not to sit on top of. The issue is once... when one sits on top of kilayim, a thread may go and curl up on top of you and then warm you. But when something's hard and underneath, we're not afraid of that. V'hein l'tzorech ha-moed. And these items should be for the tzorech of the moed. Now, we're soon going to see that when one sends something on yantiv, you don't need a tzorech of the moed on yantiv. You can even send something that's fitting tomorrow. The one thing you do need is that it's fitting in its current state. That tomorrow I can use it just like it is now. And when that happens, I'm allowed to send it on yantiv. So what's v'hein l'tzorech ha-moed? So the Yushalmi actually has a different girsa. It's afal pi she'ein l'tzorech ha-moed, even though there is no need of the moed. However, the Beis Yosef learns that what it means here, v'hein l'tzorech ha-moed, means that when it gives you simcha, that's called tzorech ha-moed. So you can send everything, as long as it gives you some type of need. Even if need is just simcha, you can't even use it for moed, but that's called tzorech ha-moed when you get simcha out of it. However, what's interesting is that these three words, it comes out of machlokes whether or not you're allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Beis Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch, that one does not wear tefillin on Yantif, and it makes sense how the Beis Yosef just explained. However, the Gosa Shri learns that Hein Letzorech HaMoed is talking about Chol HaMoed, that you're allowed to send things on Yantif as long as there's a need for the Moed, which is Chol HaMoed. And we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah that it's talking about tefillin. So he wants to bring a raya that you can wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Anyway, the Mishnah continues, Avaloi sandal masumer, but one is not allowed to send on Yantif a sandal masumer, that's a sandal, a shoe that had nails in it, and the reason one can't do it, like the Gemara says in Shabbos, because of a Maisa Shehoya, the government was attacking Jews, and they were all hidden in a cave, and they were wearing these shoes that had nails in them, and they got afraid, it was like a false alarm, and from all the panic, there was a terrible catastrophe, and many people died. And therefore, one's not allowed to send the sandal hamasumer, because one is not allowed to wear it on Yantif or Shabbos. V'loy minol she'eino tofer. And one is not allowed to send a shoe that's not stitched and tied, even though it does have wood pegs or things like that. The Rav explains, Reb Yehuda Omer af loy minol lavan. Reb Yehuda in his town said that you cannot send white shoes, mipnei she'tzarech umen, because you need a craftsman to darken them. And lav dafka, the Gemara explains, it's a machlekes. It's just that this is the way Reb Yehuda's town was. We had to have the craftsman darken the shoes. Zeha klal kol shenei osin bo biyantif mishalchanoso. Any time that you have hana, and that hana can be that I can use it tomorrow, doesn't have to be yevanov tenei, therefore biyantif mishalchanoso, you can send it on yantif. And the Gemara says, or Shesha says, that this is coming to include tefillin. That even though you don't wear tefillin on yantif, you can send tefillin. Why? Because since the person can wear tefillin the next day, you can send it on yantif. He'll have simcha on yantif. What about sandal hamasumer? Why can't you send that on yantif? Can't you wear that after yantif? There's only an isser to wear it on yantif. So Rashi and Tosis, they both say that the reason you can't is because if we allow you to send it, people may end up wearing it and it's usser to wear. Masha'en kein tefillin, there's no isser to wear tefillin if we allow you to send it on yantif. And the way Reb Kiveger learns Tosis, that it's dafka talking about yantif, that it would be mutter to wear tefillin on yantif. Why? Because what are you afraid of? That you may go and carry dalet amos. You're allowed to carry dalet amos on yantif. Mashen kein Shabbos, there you're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. And he also goes through whether it makes a difference, whether you hold Shabbos as zman tefillin or lav zman tefillin. But it doesn't matter on yantif. Even if yantif is not the zman tefillin, doesn't mean it's usser to wear, because really nothing bad can happen on yantif. But there's another reason that Tosfos gives, that you can't send the sandal masumer on yantif, even though I can have a na after yantif, because it's like a chumrah because of the maisa shahaya. And Tosfos later in the same Tosfos explains that it's not pshat that we're afraid something's going to happen now. It's just because something happened, there was a catastrophe that happened with this object, it doesn't bring people simcha, even if they know they can use it tomorrow. If you send somebody something from the Holocaust on yantif, it's not going to give him simcha, even though he's allowed to have anah tomorrow. But Rekivei Gres, if this is the case, then it's not just going to be a chumrah that you can't send the sandal him a sumer. It's going to actually be a din. It's going to be a halacha that you can't send it. Because once it doesn't give people simcha, and there's no use for it on Yontif, how am I going to be allowed to send this on Yontif? And if that's the case, the reason that you can't send the sandal masumer is because it's muksa. So he leaves that with a tzarch in.